Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So there's a story that two-thirds of us actually treat our pets better than we treat ourselves.
Will you go without something so Bella can have something?
I need more information. Give me examples. What do you mean?
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't work. I'm thinking like if she got injured and had to go to a vet and you had to spend $1,200 and you had to go without rent or go without buying something nice for you.
Yeah.
Of course.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I worked really, really hard to buy a house so my dog could have a yard.
Hold on.
The top three reasons to buy a house.
Was for your dog?
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
For sure.
Yeah. Yard. They don't even care about the house. What's this yard for my dog look like?
Yeah.
That was never even a thought process.
Dog run?
No. I mean, I built one once I got a house, but like, I never thought about the dog before I bought the house.
Bella hates walks. She just doesn't like the chaos of it. And then...
You spent hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I mean, it was a smart move.
Right. Okay. But that was literally...
Yeah. When thinking about buying a property, I was like, well, it's got to have a yard for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's like... It's top of the list.
So you could have found your perfect dream home, but it was on a lot that had hardly any yard. Sorry.
You wouldn't have done it.
Like, I couldn't even look at condos or anything, because which would be perfect for me if I didn't have a dog.
Yep.
Because you had garage, like, towards the top of your list, and you don't have one.
No.
But your dog has a yard.
Yeah.
You sacrificed having a place to put your car in Colorado winter. So Bella could run around.
She gotta have your yard.
Oh my God.
She's the happiest dog. She loves it. I wish I loved anything as much as Bella loves that yard. She thrives. She could be out there.
So you
all
just
day.
Let her out and she just rolls around in the grass and
rolls around, plays. Like I have a bunch of vines in the back. It's her little jungle. She runs around the shed and has her little hiding places for stuff. When it snows, she loves to run around out there. Like she loves it.
So Moxie loves our backyard as well, but I'm afraid to leave her out there because the foxes are still somewhere in my neighborhood.
Mm.
Do you think she's too big to eat now?
Mm.
Is there a point where... Really?
Foxes are smaller, coyotes and wolves.
The foxes, that's the other thing. And by the way, Reunion, I love you. You guys are great. But you a-holes who think the foxes are cute and cool, you're kind of making me a little... Like Matt.
Stop trying to domesticate them.
Some people are like, look, and I know I'm going to catch heat for this, but they take pictures like, oh, look, I think their den is in my neighbor's backyard. And I'm like, that's not good. Because now there's almost no field left. Like they're building on the inside of the golf course. Like Richmond Homes has come out there and Oakwood has come out there and they're like just finishing everything. So all the animals are being pushed into
rabbits, gophers.
On the
dogs.
Plus side, there's almost no rabbits left.
Oh, lucky.
It's so awesome.
Because the owls and the fox are taking
care of
them.
The owls and the foxes and the coyotes are like, they've all been moved, displaced in here.
Yeah.
But so you think, would a fox in my hood, would it jump the fence in the day and eat my dog?
The last time I was at your house, when I had Moxie in my car to go to Red Rocks, a fox went right in front of me and it was giant. It could have absolutely gone her.
I had the same thing happen just recently at my neighborhood. I thought it was at night. Sun was going down. I thought it was a dog. But I go, that should have been on a leash. There's no collar. Oh, That's a fox. Mm-hmm. And it was prancing around like, this is my hood.
For sure.
Yeah.
So they live on the res somewhere, probably. Weird.
Yeah, so we're having kind of the same problem.
And there's plenty of little yip-yip dogs in you.
Uh-huh.
But I think nobody lets them outside. You definitely don't let them out at night. Do foxes hunt at night? Does anybody know?
Nocturnal? I saw when the sun was down.
Because they're just wandering the streets of Reunion. Just
looking, waiting.
Yeah. Or just hang. And now it's this is the time of year where they've had babies. So then they're more hungry.
Yep.
And they're teaching their little babies to hunt.
You would like to be able, this is my yard. This is my dog. It should be able to go out and do whatever. But I don't know about Moxie.
I wonder if they smell the pee and don't want to come near. Like, are they, or do they want to come near? Moxie's like 20 pounds now, though.
She's that big, really?
Wow.
Well, she's kind of fat, but yeah. I mean, it's COVID.
Because I was thinking she wasn't that much bigger than a rabbit, but I guess I haven't seen her in too long.
The last time you saw her, she's way bigger. I mean, I don't know how much she weighs because she hasn't had a vet appointment, but she was like probably 14 at the last vet appointment.
She sounds too big for like an eagle or a hawk.
I don't feel like a bird would.
When she was new,
oh my god, we would not let her out back.
Yeah,
but then when the fox was in my backyard, we stopped letting her out back alone. But like, I want her to be like Bella. I want her to just run.
Go, yeah,
because she does. She loves rolling around in it or whatever. But
that's
I have to circle back to something.
Yeah,
did you blame her weight on COVID?
I kind of did. Well, we were all home. Well, like, my kids were homeschooled, and so they just feed her. They just keep giving her. They're like, oh, she wants another pork chomp. Oh let's train her. And it's like, you can only train her a couple times a day, but they train her like 40 times a day with like 100 treats each time. And you come home and then you put food in her bowl and she won't eat it. It's like, oh yeah, I trained her for like 6 hours. And you're like, whoa.
Does she do the things you trained her to do?
No!
She just eats.
Yeah. All she does is eat. She's not trained. She's fat. She's not fat. She's
plump.
She's a little plump. But it's on the plus side, I don't think a fox could eat her. So can I harm the fox? Is my final question on fox hunting.
I think you could BB gun it. I don't know.
Legally in...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about legally.
Steve ought to
but
know.
I don't think it's going to... A BB won't kill it.
He's in Commerce
City. It'll just kind of scare it.
Yeah.
There's a gun store every half a block.
Shut up. I just wonder... I think they're not endangered. But can you use the stand my ground law? If they come into my backyard...
Maybe Moxie could.
Make my day,
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.